Right now, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the director of Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website, and you can find more information there, plus more news and analysis on Twitter as well, at PPP Polls. Talking today about a couple new surveys just conducted of North Carolina voters, where we all stand on a variety of different key issues. Tom, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So a lot of key issues that you surveyed about, and there seems to be some pretty general consensus support for particular positions on a variety of issues. We think about North Carolina as being a 50-50 kind of highly polarized state, but most of the things that you surveyed about here, there is a pretty sizable majority that's in favor of this particular thing over that. So let's start with, there's one particular survey on healthcare and Medicaid expansion. Let's start there. Where do we stand?
Well, Medicaid expansion has been a big issue in North Carolina for almost a decade now. And even though we still haven't expanded Medicaid in one of the very few states that haven't, there does continue to be pretty strong support in the state for doing that. 56% of voters in North Carolina support Medicaid expansion. Only 30% oppose it. And this is basically something where all of the Democrats in the legislature want to do it. And there's a handful of Republicans that want to do it, too. And it's just a question of whether that handful of Republicans and the Democrats can come together on some sort of plan that would get enough Republican votes in order to get it passed.
Do you see movement on this particular issue, or has expansion always been that level of popularity?
It really has always been that level of popularity. And I think Democrats have tried to make an issue out of it in a lot of key legislative races because it is popular, but sometimes it just seems like the national picture drowns out everything at the state level. And that's really sort of a good example of how difficult it is to sort of push specific issues at the state level. Is something like Medicaid expansion is very popular, but at the end of the day, last fall, people were voting for the legislature based on how they felt about Trump or not. So if you support Medicaid expansion, which about a third of Republicans do, but you also supported Trump, then you ended up voting for Republicans for the legislature who oppose Medicaid expansion, even if you personally support it. And that shows how we can sort of get in these situations where a lot of voters support maybe a progressive Democratic sort of policy, even if they're on the right side of the spectrum. But that doesn't end up being what carries the day when they decide who to vote for. And that's how you end up with a legislature that opposes Medicaid expansion, even when you have a public at large that supports it.
And that's the case with Medicaid expansion. It's also the case with several other issues, right? There's a second survey that you also conducted recently where we've also got a pretty sizable majority of North Carolinians that are in favor of things like automatic voter registration, switching to renewable energy, the racial justice movement. And in the case of renewable energy and racial justice, like a really sizable majority, right?
Yeah, and I think the automatic voter registration thing is particularly interesting because obviously one of the big stories going on across the country nationally right now is the way that so many Republican-led state legislatures are trying to repeal back voting rights and make it harder for people to vote. When it comes to where public opinion is on those kinds of issues, people actually want to go in the total opposite direction and continue passing reforms that make it easier for people to vote. So, for instance, in North Carolina, 56% of voters support automatic voter registration. Only 40% of voters oppose it. So they want to see that sort of making it easier to vote instead of making it harder. And what's really interesting with something like automatic voter registration is there's then this long-term view that if you make it too easy for people to vote, that's going to really help Democrats win elections, that something like automatic voter registration all of a sudden means that lots of sort of lower information Democratic voters get registered to vote. That's really bad news for Republicans, and that's why Republicans have opposed it. Well, what we saw in the election in November was the kinds of voters who were more infrequent voters, who maybe were newly registered, people who did same-day registration, cast provisional ballots, those sorts of things, actually ended up voting for Republicans and Trump. So I think the conventional wisdom that things making it easier for more people to vote is so good for Democrats and so bad for Republicans is not actually true. I think if anything, those sorts of reforms might make life easier for Republicans now. But Republican elected officials certainly haven't changed their mind on whether those kinds of things are good or bad for their party.
Speaking with Tom Jensen again, publicpolicypolling.com, the website, at PPP Polls on Twitter for more analysis and more numbers as well. Now, we've been talking about issues where the majority of North Carolinians side with the Democratic position. There are a couple of issues where the majority of North Carolinians are siding more with Republicans, and that includes cooperation with federal immigration officials and particularly gun rights, where there's a sizable majority there, right?
Yeah, you know, we sort of asked just a generic question about whether people think it's important to protect gun owners' rights. And 67% of voters said yes, and 30% say no. And I think that that shows that this is an issue where Democrats need to be careful about what kind of policy solutions to the gun crisis in the country we're having right now that they pursue. We know that people strongly support things like background checks on gun purchases, things like keeping guns away from abusers. Those sorts of policies have 70-80% support. But people do still, big picture, very much support gun rights. And Democrats need to make sure that they're not getting perceived as having sort of an overall goal of taking away people's guns. So it's sort of finding those maybe smaller policy solutions that will help with the problem and have broader support, more so than creating some sort of perception that you're just trying to take away everybody's Second Amendment rights. I think what the NRA has been so effective with over the years, and now it's a little bit neutered as a political organization, we'll see what happens with this going forward, but historically the NRA has been very effective at turning any sort of small common sense gun measures in the court of a public opinion into something where they can make people think, oh, the Democrats are trying to take away all your guns. And that's why they've tended to win politically on these issues. So it'll be interesting to see in the months and years ahead if Democrats can sort of flip that on its head a little bit, because I think that voters want both these two things, and they're not really that inconsistent with each other. They do want gun rights overall, but they also want stricter gun laws within that overall frame of gun rights that makes sure that guns aren't getting into the wrong hands.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, and as we wrap up, obviously two different surveys we're trying to cover here. There's a lot of numbers we haven't gotten to. What else jumps out at you from these results?
I think another interesting sort of piece of this was that we continue to find voters in North Carolina supporting Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, 44-38. And, you know, if we'd been talking a decade ago, we would have been talking about how the Affordable Care Act is so unpopular and this is just killing Democrats politically. And now even in a state like North Carolina that voted for Trump, you continue to see more voters support it than oppose it. And I think that's an important reminder of a couple things. Number one, it shows that public opinion is not immovable. Like, this is something that was very unpopular a decade ago. Now it's popular. And as people saw it sort of put into action, they started to like it more and more. So I think that's an important thing to remember. And I think also it just shows that voters do trust Democrats more in healthcare. And Democrats had a lot of success in 2018 as sort of being the better healthcare party. They're going to need to be able to continue to have that sort of perception going into 2022. To have a successful midterm.
PublicPolicyPolling.com, the website. Again, more numbers and more analysis on Twitter as well, at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, thank you so much, as always.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.